Oh. This is Party Line.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio, the people choose.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
Your free local online newspaper. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage, and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in the studio by our guest, who's the head honcho for Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, Laura Archibald. Laura, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. We've both been super busy, but not at the same things.
Yeah, this is kind of busy time for you and definitely been busy time for us. So how things been going besides busy?
It's been really good. We've had a lot of really good events. We have a lot of good events coming up. We had a recent move. Part of our staff is now in the old utility building at 16 North Main Street. We do keep our original office open at 1458 Oak Street behind the hospital also. We just kind of had outgrown that space. There's 13 of us now, and we were in really tight quarters, and we needed to get our Title 10 clinic open. So we decided, and the city of Frankfort was gracious enough to let us use that space at the old utility building.
What are you actually going to eventually have in the old utility building?
Right now, what we have there is our Victims of Crime Advocate. 4 out of our 5 healthcare navigators are stationed there. And then some of the programs that we have are kind of running out of both offices. So anything with mental health or addiction, referrals, physical activity, those things can run out of both offices.
Are you eventually going to have everybody down at the one downtown, or are you going to keep somebody out at the other one as well?
We're going to have both offices open. We are going to be starting probably in early November a Title X clinic, so we needed a couple of exam rooms. So that was giving us even less space. So just spreading us out in two offices. One, I think it's convenient to have two locations. Maybe that'll help some people if one's closer than the other. And then it gives us the space to continue to expand the programs that we want to look into.
If people want to get a hold of you, still use the same number for the new office as the old office?
Yes, it's one phone number, 765-659-6063. And you can go to either office for either service, and we'll help you out and steer you in the right direction.
I take it you guys are still looking for a permanent place, though.
We are. We still have our building committee active and are currently looking for a building that's large enough to house Healthy Communities and hopefully maybe some other entities to, once again, still have that central health hub somewhere here in Frankfort.
Is there a certain deadline that you're going to have to be out of your current spot?
We'll have to be out of the current spot behind the hospital when the new hospital opens, because they'll be transferring their sleep lab that's in the hospital currently over to where we are.
So that's, what, about 2021?
You know, they're hoping or October of 2020.
Yeah, that's right. After I said that, I knew that wasn't quite right. So
yep, they're hoping October 2020. So okay. I figure we have about a year.
So any great prospects sitting out there or not?
I don't know about great prospects. I mean, really what we want to do, the greatest prospect would to be build so that you get exactly what you need and what you want. But as you know, properties here in Frankfort really define the optimal property that would have adequate parking to build on. It is a real struggle, not just for us, but other organizations too.
So, but since the last time I had a chance to talk to you guys, I've had a big baby, your annual big baby shower group.
We did. It was a great event. We had 47 moms this year. That's the most we've ever had. Certainly the most fathers or partners that we've ever had, and over 100 guests altogether.
So definitely it's growing, and maybe are you about ready to outgrow where you are over there?
Or? You know, St. Matthew's is wonderful and lets us use the church fellowship hall there for free, but we are close to outgrowing it. We did talk about we're going to have to figure out a way, you know, when we try to think of spaces that accommodate what we need for that baby shower, it's still really the best spot for us, and we appreciate St. Matthew's letting us use it year after year. I think this was our 7th annual baby shower, but we're going to have to maybe change how we have things set up a little bit because we're getting so crowded.
I know the last time I was over there was, you know, it was so crowded, but it was really nice to see because it just shows how much of a need there really is for something like this in this community.
It is. I mean, you know, that is the only baby shower some of these people get, and we make sure it's an educational event. There's two breakout sessions. One of them this year was on breastfeeding because that we know that somewhere in our county that our numbers are not where we want them to be. We want more moms breastfeeding when they leave the hospital and continued. So, you know, we really wanted to stress that. And so, you know, it's an education thing, but we also have fun. We play games just like a regular baby shower. They get to have a nice lunch, and we even do cupcakes, which isn't our thing at Healthy Communities, but it's a party, and we get that, and in moderation is okay. And it's a really good time. And then they walk away with some really great gifts, and then most importantly, they walk away with great referral sources. We have all kinds of vendors there that help them get the services that they need.
You know, one of the last times I saw you was at the awareness day that we had downtown. Has anything grown out of that since then that you guys are going to start getting into?
You know, we're just continuing what we're working on. One of the things that we're working on currently is getting a peer recovery coach at Healthy Communities, and they'll work closely with probation and community corrections. Currently, we have a wonderful peer recovery coach program through IU Hospital's emergency room, but we want to have one that's available so that we don't have to wait till it's an emergency and someone's in the emergency department. So we're currently working on getting someone certified as a peer recovery coach, and then we are getting ready to do the natural high posters. We did banners last year, posters the year before. We're going to do poster campaign again this year.
I know one of the big pushes at that Awareness Day was the status of mental health. Is that getting any better in your guys' mind, or where are we at with that?
I certainly think awareness is better and stigma is decreased. Through a grant, a community health grant through IU, we've been able to establish some direct referral sources also, which has been really nice. People can come to our office, and one of the nurses, myself or Libby, will screen people, and if we realize this is something that can't wait, that they need direct services, then we have direct service referrals set up with four different agencies that we can get them help quickly.
Are people beginning to understand that mental health is a huge issue, probably more than they've ever thought it was?
You know, I think people are starting to finally get the picture. The stigma part is the part that still continues to dog me, and I every time we talk to service providers, they want us to make sure they know we have services in other areas so that people don't have to be seen going into, you know, a place that treats people for mental health issues. And that honestly just is devastating to me. You know, we're not ashamed to get help for high blood pressure or diabetes. We shouldn't be ashamed to get help for mental health issues either.
And also another thing that you guys have been working on a lot is the suicide rate that is, I think, is continuing to go down, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is looking a little better, and we're really glad for that. One of the things that we're working on right now is sources of strength. And what that's going to do is put some sources of strength in mentor kids and adults in all the school systems in Clinton County. That training is going to be coming up while the kids are off on their Christmas break. And then those people, those trusted adults and those trusted teens will be in the schools so that there are places that other kids can reach out, and those kids will and adults will have resources to help them.
How did that idea come to fruition for you guys?
Well, we heard about it through Four County Counseling, and so we really got looking into it and decided this was really something that was missing in our schools, and talked to the schools, and every single school in the county is on our mental health team. And they all agreed that this was something that we really, a piece of the puzzle that was missing for Clinton County. And so we applied to the Community Foundation, and they were able to get us enough funding that we could get the training and get the program rolling out here in Clinton County.
Now, when you say kids and adults, are you going to have a specific age group, or is it just for everybody that's in school, or how are you going to work that out?
There'll be the program calls that the high schoolers are the mentors for teens, but that doesn't mean that an elementary or middle high student could not reach out to a high school student. And then the adult mentors will be people like teachers, counselors, coaches, maybe a lunch lady, you know, or a janitorial staff that has a good relationship with kids, or resource officers, anybody who's a trusted adult in those schools. And we've had our Youth Rise kids help us pick out some of those people, and then the administration from the schools.
You know, it almost sounds like you could almost see maybe the kids help mentoring some of the adults.
You know, absolutely. And it's amazing how resilient some of these kids are, and they have great resources. And, you know, sometimes I think that 20 to 30-year-old range gets missed a little, because we put these programs in the school, and then you have, older, more mature adults who aren't as afraid of the stigma. But those 20 to 30-year-olds sometimes get lost in that shuffle, and especially if they're not in college. And so I think it's good to have those people out in the community. Anybody could reach out to these mentors.
You know, but the thing is, you and I have talked about this before, is that, you know, what kids have to go through now, you and I never even had even thought about when you and I were going through that age.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so thrilled we're working with North Central Health on those youth resiliency grants. All of the county schools except Rossville are working on that. And those are great programs. These kids are facing things that never even would have occurred to us when we were growing up, and, facing challenges that we never had to face. And so teaching them some skills to be more resilient and to learn how to deal with these things that do happen to them and come out on the other side stronger is really the goal.
Is the opioid epidemic getting better for you guys?
I think that the opioid crisis itself is getting better, especially in our community. We're just this month finishing up the Q-Source Initiative grant, and that decreased the number of opioid prescriptions that were written in the ER by 96% in 1 year. We're talking, we went from thousands of tablets being dispensed to 20 and 30 tablets a month. And that was with education alone. And the IU hospital did an amazing job in that emergency department. Brandy, the nurse that runs that ED, and Kelly Braverman have just done an amazing job of setting a culture of change in that emergency room, which is now going to be used for all IU health systems throughout the state of Indiana. So, I'm really proud of what work that has been done there. And I think it's not just there, but our dentists and our physicians are decreasing their prescribing rates. One of the kind of little known facts was that the CVS here in Frankfurt was one of the largest pharmacy fillers of opioid prescriptions in the nation, and those numbers are declining all the time. And any of our local pharmacists can tell you that they're seeing a large impact from the initiatives that we've taken and a decrease in the number of opioids being prescribed in our area.
Have you received any kickback to the bad part of that from anybody that says, we're not really happy with what you're doing?
No, really we haven't. I think it's such an overwhelming epidemic, and I think people are aware of it now. Obviously, there's always those people who say things like Narcan. That's probably the most controversial thing that we do, and we do that with the health department. And some people don't believe in Narcan, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, but it saves lives. And that person's life, it says, saves is someone's son or daughter or mother or father or brother or sister or friend. And so, as many lives as we can save so that they have a chance at recovery, the better we are.
Have you got Narcan trainings coming up here real shortly?
We don't have anything scheduled, but we can certainly do that. So if you have an organization that would like to have Narcan training, and by organization, I mean a business or a group, a service group, anything like that, just give myself or Rodney Wan a call and we can get that scheduled.
Yeah, we want to get into that relationship here in a minute between you guys and the health department, because that's something it's a real good one. I know that, so it's just something we need to get into here in a minute. We're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of central Indiana, from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO. WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition Executive Director Laura Archibald. Laura, we got lots to talk about, and you've got a bunch of stuff coming up here the rest of this year, don't you? And some here real shortly.
Yeah, we do. It's a really busy time of year for us. We have some trainings coming up that I want to let the public know about. We have what are called QPR, which is Question, Persuade, Refer, and those are suicide prevention trainings. Those are completely free of cost. We have one coming up on October 25th at Ability Services. It's at 110 South Prairie Street at 9 a.m., and then one again on the 29th at 10 a.m. at our office uptown, which is 16 North Main Street. Anyone is welcome to attend those. That's completely free of cost. Should be in and out of there in less than 2 hours. If you do want to come, please give us a call at our office at 659-6063, just so we know we have enough room for everybody that's coming. But those are really good trainings, something to take advantage of for free. We have a grant through IU Community Health that's going to pay for that training.
So how do you guys come across a lot of these? Are these things recommended to you guys, or are you just kind of...
We do a lot of research, and then we go and take the trainings ourselves before we ever decide that we want to hold one for our community. You have to make sure it's a right fit for your community. There's mental health first aid, which is a good program, QPR, which is a good program, and most of the programs, anything is better than nothing, but some are better than others. The thing I like about QPR is it's very area specific, so that refer part is the piece that healthy communities can help with. Within those referral systems, and I like that it doesn't take all day. You know, people are busy, and they can learn enough to know how to help somebody in a short period of time. And that's what I really like about the QPR training. It teaches you how to ask the right questions, how you can persuade someone to get help, and then how to refer them to help.
And also, you were telling me you have a mobile food pantry tomorrow.
Yes, that's actually sponsored through the Learning Network and a lot of area businesses, agencies, and our Youth Leadership Council, Youth Rise Kids, are going to be helping. That's at the First Christian Church at 3 p.m. tomorrow. That's on the corner of Columbia and Highway 28.
And also, you have a drug take-back day coming up here soon.
We do. That is our Youth Rise Youth Leadership Council. The students have done all of the work for this themselves, the promotional items, how it's going to be ran, all of those things. And this is a totally student-led initiative. We're doing that on October 26th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Frankfort High School parking lot. You don't even have to get out of your car. You drive up. We take any medications that you no longer take or they are expired, any sort of medication that you want to get rid of, you bring it there to that drug take back day. We're doing this in cooperation with the Frankfort Police Department, and we will make sure that those medications get destroyed in an environmentally safe way.
And also, you have a vaping and opioid trailer you're going to unveil. That's something I wasn't a little surprised that you told me about.
Yeah, so this is a really neat initiative. We've called the trailer, it's called Not in This Room, but the Not is crossed out. And what it is it's a trailer sponsored through IU Health. And what it is we'll set it up either as a classroom or a bedroom so that we can educate teachers and staff at schools and also parents. And in the trailer will be all kinds of signs that you need to be looking at for drug use or vaping, and then all kinds of products. And you know, it is amazing. I'm going to give one of them away, but I'm not going to give many of them away because we don't want to educate teens on how to hide things. But there is things like we have a Kleenex box that looks like a Kleenex box. It has the Kleenex box brand on it. It has real Kleenexes in it. But on the bottom half, it's a place that they could store items they don't want their parents to see or teachers to see.
That's just like these little things on the hood of the sweatshirt that I've got on here, like these little cords here.
Yep, the atomizer sweatshirts, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And here's the truth. If teachers and parents don't know where to look, then obviously it's easy for the teens to pull these over on us. And these low-emission vaping devices, here's the truth. A teacher can turn around and do a problem on the board. A kid can be vaping behind them. And by the time they turn around, that vape, a low-emission vape, is gone. Mm-hmm. And they have no idea that has occurred in their classroom. And so we want teachers and staff and parents to be aware of all these products so that you can keep an eye out. And these things are changing all the time. So it's not like everything we're going to have in there is an exhaustive list of what they have. But parents need to know at least what to be looking for.
I was going to say, is there a training type out there for, parents, teachers, anybody that would say, here's some of the things that are probably going on that you are definitely not aware of.
Yeah, it's great that you asked that. We're actually going to get certified in that next week. Emily Bossing and myself are going to some education on vaping so that we can be certified to help teach parents and teachers and, any adult that has access to teens so that they're looking for it. I mean, here's the truth. Even coaches need to know about this.
Yep, they do.
And so we're getting some additional training next week for that, and we hope to have the Not in This Room trailer up and running by November 1st.
Would you probably take that trailer to all the schools around, or would you just kind of keep it in one spot?
Nope, we'll travel with it. That was the whole idea of putting it in a trailer. Full disclosure, we're modeling it very much after the In Plain Sight trailer that the Sheriff's Department over in, I believe, Delaware County runs. But we've added a vaping unit to ours. Theirs is strictly based on illicit drugs, but we've added a vaping unit to ours because we know that's a huge issue in this area. I mean, we just had a vaping death in Tippecanoe County last week.
Right.
Now,
have we already had the Walk to School Day, or are we going to have one?
We just had that. We had over 550 kids walk to school with us in walking school buses in four elementaries. This is the first time that we've ever had four elementaries participate, so that was really fun. Blue and Green had so much construction early last year on their sidewalks and things that we didn't feel like it was safe, and then Rossville had a bunch in the spring, so then this is the first time that we've actually had Rossville, Blue Ridge, Green Meadows, and Suncrest all participate. So had tons of kids, more than 550 walking school buses that day to school. Everybody gets an incentive for walking. We got a mood-changing cups that had the Walk to School Day logo on those, and we got that through a grant through Safe Kids International, and that they work with FedEx on that program. So it's a really neat program. The kids really love it, and encourages kids to walk to school.
You know, the other thing I think that to show that you guys plus this city and this county are serious is the increase in the amount of recovery services we have available. Like 180 is getting ready to do their thing. We just had another women's recovery thing here. It's coming up. We already had the Way Out Sober Living Home. So that's got to make you feel good that people are getting serious about this stuff.
Absolutely. I think it's a great sign. We've had the Way Out for several years now, and they do a great job. And they just opened We Care, which is another transitional sober living home for women. And then hopefully 180 will be up and running, I hope, late fall of 2020. I mean, that's our goal in November. We should be finding out about several grant applications that we've written and some funding through the Federal Home Loan Bank. And that's really the big one that, you know, is pending on what size we can open at. I mean, that would be kind of like our big dream, is to open with that funding. And if not, we're going to find a way to open anyway, maybe less beds. And then once, the nice thing is this, once that program is up and running, it's Sober Living Home. And so part of their responsibility, once they've been there and concentrated on sobriety for a while, is a work release sort of program where they work and they will pay rent. So that helps with, you know, the cost of being able to expand, plus all the billable services that they'll receive. So things like medication-assisted treatment, counseling services, all of those things are billable items to their insurance. So you then take those profits and the rent that we receive, and we put it right back into the facility to make that facility bigger, and then eventually to expand to more facilities.
Other than those facilities we just talked about, and your, and also your one, I'm going to call it your one-stop shop for health in this area, any other big dreams that you guys want to have happen, or that are on the, maybe on the burner coming up here shortly?
I think one dream at a time.
Yeah, I know, but I just, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think those are our big things. You know, getting more resources for people with substance use disorder in our county is a huge priority for us. And then having healthcare access available. The other big thing would be getting a federally qualified health center. And I would love to see that go in that community health building. And that's something we're really going to work on and be pushing, is to get a federally qualified health center here in Clinton County.
Anything else real big coming up yet this year?
Well, our Title 10 clinic will be opening hopefully towards the beginning of November. It's just one of those things that's you have to wait on licenses and things like that. And so we've gotten a lot of that back, still waiting to be able to bill Medicaid. But once we get all that done, we've got it actually set up. So we're just waiting on credentialing. And then what that is a reproductive health clinic. And it'll be all on a sliding scale, so that if people need reproductive health services, they can do that according to their income. And right now we have a lot of women missing, you know, annual pap smears. We have women who want to be on birth control methods and can't afford it, those sort of things. And this is all done on a sliding scale fee so that they can afford that reproductive health care that they need.
Lastly, I want to ask you, how's the resiliency grants that you wrote for the high, those three schools, how are the four schools, how are they doing?
They're going really well. We're starting, as soon as fall break is over, we're starting rolling out curriculum in many of the schools. So that training was all of this beginning part of the year, this first 9 weeks, and then program rollout once we get back from fall break. So we'll get really busy here really quick. The other thing I wanted to mention was Marketplace, and the open enrollment for that this year is November 1st through December 15th. So if you get Marketplace insurance, that is the only time you can sign up for it for the whole year, unless you have a change in status. So if you're a Marketplace person, you can give us a call, and we have five navigators, three who are bilingual, who can help you through that difficult process.
Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I don't think so. Thanks, Ken.
Think of all the stuff we covered today.
I know. It was a lot.
Yes, we did. Laura, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. We'll see you a little bit later.
Thank you.
All right. It's going to wrap it up for the show today. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.